From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Thousands rally as Turkey mourns its deadliest attack. It follows the twin bombings at a peace rally in Ankara Saturday that killed at least 97 people. Dorian Jones reports.
Thousands of protesters chant Sunday in the capital Ankara, saying the state and government will be held to account. Mourning is fast giving way to anger in the aftermath of Turkey's worst terrorist attack. Some organisers of Saturday's peace rally claim there was little security, even though there had been increasing fears of a possible attack. Interior Minister Salami Altunok has denied negligence. The leader of the pro-Kurdish Peace and Democracy Party, Selahattin Demirtas, has accused the government and security forces of collusion in the bombings. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
There's no claim of responsibility, but analysts say the bombings do bear similarities to two suicide bombings claimed by Islamic State in July near the Syrian border that killed 33 people. Russian President Vladimir Putin defended Moscow's intervention in Syria. In an interview with Russian state television, Mr. Putin said the objective is to stabilize the Damascus government and open the path for a political compromise. But on CBS television 60 Minutes Sunday, President Barack Obama said Russia's intervention into Syria is instead aimed at saving the Assad government. Two suicide bombings killed at least 9 people and wounded 29 others in northern Cameroon. In an attack, local and security officials are blaming on Boko Haram militants. Authorities say Sunday's attacks in a village near the town of Mora were carried out by two teenage girls. This is VOA News.